music replaced with a siren's wail. Village is empty, but for the goats, the chickens, a shadow of what it meant to live in love. Quarantine tape snapping in the wind, brittle and pale.
And love has crossed the road. Old friends have burnt the gaze. Every cough an accusation. Every fever a curse. Nurses paint prayers and latex. Hands trembling as they lift bodies like glass. Knowing kindness is now what kills the future unrehearsed. Somewhere a mother is screaming, locked in a classroom, turn isolation ward. Voice cracking for a child she won't see again. Priests say last rites from behind barricades.
Splashed on rubber gloves, even God is mashed, and the angels have washed their hands a mess. The gravediggers learn to read faces, to recognize when fear hardens to blame. They work by moonlight, no hymns, just a shovel and the taste of dread. Children learn to play alone, passing time in silence. Memories quarantined along with the living, no bedtime stories, just empty beds.
Water buckets and sentry at every door, soapy hands scrub bronze till the skin forgets how to feel. The sick call out from windows, only to echo. Become routine, grief a wound that won't heal. Every village has a hero and every hero is shunned. Remembered only in whispers as if kindness carried the taint. We bury hope in shallow graves, dreams sealed behind warnings. Every phone call another tally, every teardrop a stain. Lost to invisible contagion, to distrust bigger than fever. The living envying the ones who don't wake. Thousand prayers rot in the mouths of the faithful, and the blue tent sag with the weight of a promise nobody was strong enough to make.
After the last burial, the birds return, puzzled by the hush, perching on rooftops with no audience for their song. A nurse unzips her suit, pours bleach on her shoes, and weeps for the village that called her a hero until the news got it wrong.
Outbreaks pass, but the scars remain. A village unlearns how to gather, how to greet, how to trust the taste of a lover's hand. Generations erased in a month, tradition collapsed into silence. Ancestors deny their goodbyes, everything lost in the memory of a band.
Just the memory of hope, a prayer hung on a doorknob, a child's doll left in the grass. Even the wind seems to whisper, who will speak for the ones who never had a chance?
When the sun sets on the empty